Welcome, Jennifer, to ExecuPeaks.
Well, thank you very much.
Do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Yeah, I do because actually quite the hell snot. So I'll get up and I have to have a coffee straight away. And then I go for a big walk with my puppy. I either go to the gym or I do yoga. So all my exercise is all in the morning. That's my ritual. It's all about doing exercise and feeding myself and stuff. Basically yoga and green juices and things like that.
You happen to have a few careers. What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
Best constructive guidance I've received. Oh, well, I think one of the best things you can be is punctual. And just be yourself, be honest. Punctual, I think, is the best career advice I've got.
You've also had an exciting career, as referenced in your book, Kiss My Boots,
Oh, yeah.
where you worked as a dominatrix. What was the best advice you received when working that role?
The best advice there was to be compassionate, a lot of empathy, take your time and listen to these men and find out what they really want and really be kind. You're not above or below these people. You're fulfilling a need and you've got to keep a level head about you. You've got to realize that you are fulfilling a need and you're not better than them or you're not there to boss them around. It's being kind and empathetic in this job. I was a bit of a therapist, really, to a lot of these men. Definitely felt like I was a therapist.
What do you
Because,
think would probably surprise people about you?
well, probably that book, those things. When they meet me now, I'm quite refined. I'm very healthy. You would never know that I lived that life. So when people read that book, they are very surprised. They can't see the two. They can't match those two people up in their minds. I'm so healthy and I just don't look like I would have ever lived that life. So I think that's what surprises people the most when they meet me.
What is your life mantra?
My life mantra, your body is your temple. Yeah, I'm all about wellness and feeding myself and, mind, body and spirit. I'm all about that.
What is the most important decision you've made in your life?
Most important decision was probably coming back to Australia after being overseas for 20 years. And it was very hard to do, but I made the right choice. It was a really, and to leave that dark world, it wasn't all dark. I mean, I had the most amazing friends, and the job wasn't that bad. I mean, actually, it was good. But it was financially good, that's for sure. Lived a good life. But just breaking free from that and coming home to spend the last little bit of time with my mother because she'd gotten old, She had me when she was 40. And so she was getting right up there by the time I moved back. And I got 8 months with her. So that was a really great decision that I made. Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
Jennifer, do you have any hidden talent?
Well, I think I'm a fantastic yoga teacher. I'm a singer. I play a few instruments, but I'm not great at any of them. But I've got a lot of feel. I think I have a lot of talents in writing. I didn't know I could write. I did not know. I just felt a need that I had to put the story out, and I just sat down to write a journal for my family, and it just came out. So I didn't know I had that hidden talent. And I think I did a pretty good job. So I've got a few talents. I'm a marriage celebrant, so I'm pretty good at public speaking and conducting myself. Yep, so a few talents.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
Yoga. When the heart and mind's not agreeing, I try to just meditate and sit back and breathe, just simply breathe, and just get back to your breath and stretching and walking, going for a nice walk. And just trying to work those obstacles out peacefully. I mean, I find it's really hard to force solutions on problems. So sometimes you just have to breathe and sit back and let them unfold. you know.
That is very wise, because people have a habit of forcing solutions to problems.
On problems, and then you just make rash decisions and create enemies and, you know, all of that. Yeah, sit back a bit and let it work out. Sometimes the universe just works things out for you.
Very true.
Actually, that happens a lot, doesn't it? People always say everything will work out, but that saying's quite true, I've found.
So on a lighter note, Jennifer, what is your favorite comfort food?
My favorite comfort food? I have so many. I love sushi. I really love salmon, lots of vegetables, green smoothies. It doesn't sound comforting to most people, but it is to me. The healthier, the more comforting it is to me. That's how I roll. Like, you know, some comfort foods people might think are comfort foods, like junk food. That is not comfort food to me. That would make me sick. So, I like chocolate. I love coffee. Yeah, coffee. That's not a food, but that's my comfort.
You have experience working with people from all different walks of life. Do you have any pet peeves?
Any what? Pet peeves?
Yes.
Oh, well, my worst pet peeve is people that are judgmental. I don't like people that judge other people because I think it's cruel for what they're wearing or what they're doing or where they are in their lives at the moment, because we have no right, really. Everyone's on their own path. I don't like that. I don't like gossiping about people. You know, I try to really practice the art of non-judgment. So that would be my main pet peeve. It's an awful, awful trait in people, I think. Yeah, it's a real...
Bettering ourselves.
Like, I taught yoga for 30 years, and that whole 30 years, you have to practice every day the art of non-judgment. And first you start with 5 minutes a day, because that's how much you judge in that small amount of time. And then you try to work up to 10 minutes and maybe an hour, you know, of actually not judging anything. It's a real art.
I often pick one word, and you're welcome to define the word that was chosen for you. How would you define the word self-respect?
Self-respect to me is being proud of everything that I've done. And when I was going to put that book out, all I could think about is what people would think of me. And I was so fearful. But over this time, I've learned self-respect. And much to my surprise, people respect me even more for putting those dark, nitty-gritty, grey side of life areas of me out there. And I've got a lot of self-respect. I find just being honest, don't hold back, be truthful, just be proud of where you've come from, whatever it is. I think that's self-respect. If you're hiding everything, you're not really self, you don't have much self-respect. And I think for a lot of years, I did hide my life. I never told anybody I was a dominatrix, ever. That was a secret until this. I didn't tell anybody. I'd have boyfriends, and half the time I wouldn't tell them. I just,
really?
Yeah. No, I wasn't proud of it at the time, but I met some of the most amazing people, and I'm still friends with some of those clients that are in Washington in high-powered jobs that are just wonderful, wonderful men that I am still friends with. And a lot of the girls that I worked with too, I'm still very, very good friends. So self-respect to me is self-respecting what you've done. Like, be proud of where you've come from, own it, don't be ashamed.
A follow-up question to just what you shared, because it was such a great secret, and with having boyfriends and managing relationships around you, if they knew you went to work, what did you tell them? Were you working at a coffee shop?
Yeah, well, most of the boyfriends, like my husband, he knew. He was a scallywag himself. So we were both like naughty children, basically. We're just like naughty kids. He was a cosmetic dentist. He was going to be a cosmetic dentist. Like, he was well educated, and we just ran off the rails together. But we had a lot of fun doing it. He knew. But just the reason why can I just get onto it, sidetrack a bit?
Sure.
I was just going to explain that the reason why I wouldn't tell them is because at first you tell them what you do and they go, oh, that's really cool. And then the first argument you had, they'd say, oh, you're nothing but a this or a that, you know, they'd throw it in your face. So I learned very quick, And what I would do is I would dress in a little corporate outfit with my hair in a big high ponytail and a briefcase or whatever, and go off to work and say I was a receptionist at a design company, which I was at one point. So I just always fell back on that. And when my mother came to visit, I had to dress up every day and go out for 6 weeks. And I had a lot of my dom friends that would come over and take her out. Of course, they'd be in civilian clothes. And yeah, because I had to work. I couldn't just
Very wisely put. Jennifer, what is one tip you have for helping people become more decisive in life?
Decisive. I think what I've learned is you have two choices. And if the choice is going to make people happy, it's usually a good choice. If the choice is going to make people unhappy and sad, and, you know, there's so many dark areas to that choice, go for the good choice. Decide on the good choice. I don't know if I'm explaining that right, but
it makes sense.
It kind of makes sense, yeah.
What is your one major strength?
Strength. I am resilient. I am brave. I'm fearless. I've got a few major strengths. I'm happy, and I think resilience. Resilience, definitely resilience.
And we start to wrap things up. What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
The last thing I do before calling it a day, I usually go upstairs. I have a bath. I like to have a bath. And I get my puppy and I lay on the bed and I'll read for a little bit. Yeah, maybe have a cup of tea. That's what I do before calling it a day. I try to read something every night. There's a bit of really good stuff on Netflix lately, so I've been watching TV instead. Sorry. Yeah.
And what do you do and where can people contact you?
Well, they can contact me on Facebook, Instagram, Jennifer Learmonth on Instagram. I love people to reach out to me on Instagram. And I've got people reaching out to me on other platforms like Goodreads and Amazon and everything. But I love to, you know, people to talk to me after they've read the book and ask me questions and, you know, how they felt about it, what they got out of it. I'd like that. So Instagram's a good one. Just Jennifer Learmonth with a lowercase in the middle.
Are there any message you have for the audience as they embark upon the new year coming up?
Any messages I have? Oh, don't get too drunk on New Year's. Because I feel that the first day you should be really healthy, because I've woken up many hungover New Year's days. And my when I was in the States, my brother, because he was a day ahead, and he'd call me and he'd go, "Jen, don't bother. It's not worth it," because he'd be hungover. And I'd be just getting ready to go out. And his advice was just stay home, have a cup of tea. It's not worth it. But I just think stay well and healthy and be your best self, be honest and be kind. Be kind and loving, and that's all you could want. It's as simple as that, isn't it? And non-judgmental, again, yes. That's my advice for the new year. Practice that.
Thank you very much, Jennifer, for joining us on Execupeaks.
Thank you so much, Sasha.